Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we want to say greetings to everyone and thank you all so much for joining us today. Grateful to the Lord to be able to come before you and just to pray with you all this morning and to just go before the Lord in prayer and just petition the Lord on behalf of people that have something in their heart. So right now we're going to go before the Lord and pray and just ask him, you know, for some things that the Lord lay on our hearts to ask him for. My prayer is that as we are praying, you will be reverent and that you will also pray with us as we're praying and just to, you know, just be real reverent while we're praying and let's see what the Lord says. Amen. So let's bow our heads in prayer today. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safe while we were sleeping. God, right now we thank you for your traveling grace and your mercy. We lift up everyone that's out and about today that's on their way to work, wherever they may be going. I ask, Lord, that you will give them traveling grace. Lord, that you will keep them alert while they're driving. Lord, that you will put them in the right path. Lord, that you will help them. Also give them patience while they're driving and dealing with other drivers. I pray that your fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, will continue to display itself on your people as they are out and about, Lord, to display love, peace, patience, Lord, and kindness. And God, we pray right now for those people that when they go to work, that you will help them to be who you've called them to be, even on their jobs, that you will help them to represent you, to walk in a godly manner, Lord, not just preaching with their mouths, but also in their actions. Help us all to be epistles, Lord, living epistles, with the word of God written on our hearts. I ask, Lord, that you will help us all to manifest and display those things to the world that are pleasing in your sight, Lord. Help us not to just try to conjure up the fruit, Lord, but help your word to be a part of our lives and to manifest those things, Lord, that will bring glory to your name in a world that's dying with sin. God, I pray also for that individual that's got a struggle, that's struggling in their lives with different things, Lord, those that may be struggling with alcohol or smoking. I pray, Lord, that you will lift those things off of them, that you will help them to turn to you, Lord, with their whole heart. Lord, know that they have power and authority to overcome whatever vices the enemy may try to have in their life. God, so we pray for those that are dealing with smoking, those that are dealing with alcohol, Lord, that you will free them, that you will deliver them, Lord. If there's anything in their life that's keeping them bound, that's got the door open for those things, Lord, I pray that you will reveal it. I also pray, Lord, for people that you will give them a listening ear, a heart to receive your word, Lord, and not reject it. I pray, Lord, if people have continued to go down a path that's not ordained of you because they've rejected your word somewhere, I ask that you will bring them back to that place where the word was rejected, Lord, so that they can get on the right path that you called them to be on and not continue down the wrong path unknowingly, Lord. I pray that you will help people to look at their lives and look at the fruit of their lives. Check it against your word and see where they are, whether they really are in the faith or not. And I ask that you will help them, give them a heart, Lord, to want to serve you and to want to know where they are and not be blind concerning their condition and where they may be. I pray, Lord, that you will send someone in their path if you haven't already Send someone in their path that will help them, Lord, that will speak to them and help them to receive whatever may be spoken. That's from you, Lord. I pray for those people who are dealing with the spirit of offense. I ask that you will lift that spirit off of them, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you will help them to see that what they're dealing with that they don't know already. Help them to remove that spirit of offense, Lord. Help them to recognize what it is that have them falling out with different ones, Lord, and help them to know that it's not everybody else. I pray, Lord, that you will place upon people the spirit of humility so that they can receive correction, Lord, in a place spiritually to receive because of maybe different things they've gone through. But I ask that you will be patient, Lord, with them and help them, Lord, to be humble so that they can receive correction. They can receive reproof and rebuke whenever your spirit leads to that doing, that being done. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's listening in right now. I pray that you will bless them for listening, Lord, for praying with us as we pray this morning. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to help them to grow in the word, continue to speak to them individually concerning their own personal lives, Lord, and help them to continue to live in those things that you have spoken to them. I pray for those, Lord, who are anxious about different things that may be going on. I ask, Lord, that you will show them how to bring their burdens and their cares to you and lead them there. Lord, I pray that you will take them into a new place walking by faith and understanding what all that entails. Help your people, Lord, to walk by faith in every area of their lives, and not just the things that that they feel like they can hand over to you. Lord, right now we pray for those that are sick, that are not feeling well in their bodies. I pray, Lord, that you will remove whatever may be ailing them, whether it's natural sickness or spiritual sickness, spirit that's causing the sickness. Whatever it may be, Lord, I pray that you will remove it. If there's anything in their life that's keeping the sickness there, I ask also that you will expose it and help them, Lord, to not hold on to things that may keep doors open for sicknesses to come against their bodies, come upon them, Lord. We know you said in your word for us to go and sin no more, and also, Lord, that so that worse things don't come upon us, Lord. And so I ask that if there's anything in our lives that's not like you, that give the enemy a threshold to come through, Lord, I pray that you will show us those things, help us to be receptive of what you show us, and help us to live according to your word, Lord, and to know that we can walk victoriously, that we don't have to be victims, and we don't have to succumb to the things that the enemy try to bring against us. Lord, I thank you also for your word, for bringing your word to us. I thank you for using me to bring your word to your people. I thank you, Lord, for giving your people an open ear to hear and receive your word. Lord, we thank you for all of the things that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for our food. We thank you for our clothes, the shelter that you provided. We thank you for the transportation that you provided. We thank you also for our peace of mind. And right now, Lord, we lift up everyone who is in the ministry, everyone who you've called to speak your word. I pray that you will give them a boldness to speak your word and not back down. Lord, we also lift up those who have an issue with unforgiveness, even if it's of themselves, the things that they've done in their past. Lord, I pray that you will put more of yourself in them, Lord, so that they can know they have the power to forgive, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will remove that spirit of self-righteousness that has them thinking it's okay to hold grudges, that have them thinking it's okay to walk in unforgiveness, that it's okay to hold bitterness in their hearts, Lord. I pray that you will be merciful, that you will remove that self-righteous spirit, Lord, so that they can see clearly that we all needed your forgiveness, that we all needed your grace and your mercy, Lord. And I pray that you will help us all to extend grace and mercy to others as you have extended it to us as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. We want to say thank you all so much for watching us today. Thank you all so much for joining in with us in prayer. And I pray that it was a blessing to you and that you were blessed by the prayer this morning. And we're so just grateful to be able to come before you and to pray with you and to speak God's word to you on a daily basis. We ask you also for your prayers, that you will continue to lift us up in prayer and continue to lift up one another in prayer. And I tell you, it's a wonderful feeling to be able to go before the Lord and to know that as you're talking, he's listening, and he has already dispatched his angels to do those things according to his will that have been prayed for. And so with that being said, we want to say God bless you, and we look forward to sharing and praying with you on tomorrow. Have a blessed day.